Let's turn to Joshua, the 23rd chapter. This is our next chapter to be read this morning. I'll read two, and then if the ladies will read two, and then the brethren, we'll go through that way this morning. Joshua 23.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel and for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age.
And ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done with all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lots these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, to the Jordan, and of all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward.
And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside from to the right hand or to the left.
That ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day.
For the Lord has driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand, for the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you.
Take a good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Else if you do in any wise go back, and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you.
Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord God hath given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof.
Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things, until he hath destroyed you from off this good land, which the Lord your God hath given you. When ye have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods, and have bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you.
Amen. Praise God. Now, how can I turn this chapter back into praise? I'd like to talk about that, too. Brother Kenny said I had two sermons, and praise was one of them. No. But anyway, he's right about that, because the Lord gave me a wonderful experience about praise, and I'm not going to go into that this morning. But I don't think that praising the Lord is too far away from this chapter. I've noticed something about Joshua and his speaking to the children of Israel throughout all his lifetime. There's a phrase that he seems to use again and again where he says, be strong and very courageous. And I was thinking why that was the very thing that he started out with. That's the prayer that Moses prayed over him, that he should be strong and courageous, and that he should be bold and fear not. You remember that that was the last thing that Moses prayed for Joshua. And it seems like throughout his ministry and his lifetime, that thing got so into his soul when Moses prayed for him that he seemed to be able to pass that on to the children of Israel and was able to somehow impart that same spirit that was imparted to him. And I thought about the Church of Jesus Christ and us here this morning, how the Lord wants us to be strong and courageous. And I believe our praising the Lord has something to do with that spirit, that courage. You know, I believe very often we don't take a strong, positive stand against the enemy that the Lord would like us to take. We're perhaps a little bit on the defensive and we're afraid of our enemies. We're afraid that they're going to overcome us and we kind of run for our lives. And we kind of just hope that the Lord can give us grace to keep our heads above the water. But you know, I have found in my life and that the times that the Lord has been able to give me victory has been times when he's been able to give me a press in my soul to claim the promises of God and be on the offensive. And how many times the Lord has spoken to me that I ought to exercise my faith. Now, I don't know why, but the Lord has brought that to my heart again and again throughout the years, that he wanted me to begin to apply, begin to press in, begin to believe, begin to claim, begin to worship. And there's something very wonderful about praising the Lord. Somehow it puts us on the positive side. It puts us on the offensive side when we praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the first testimony that I have about praising the Lord, many of you have heard, I know I've given it many times, but I've often felt encouraged by Brother Wanamaker, how he's told so many times his healing testimony. Every time it's a blessing, and we have a lot of new people that come here to camp, so very often I'm led to tell the testimony about how I was delivered from depression, because I know a lot of people are troubled with that thing, and they need it. But you know, it wasn't only a victory over depression that God gave me when I went out and praised the Lord, but I can remember sometime after that, I was seeking for the Holy Spirit, and I couldn't break through to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'd go to the altar and pray and seek the Lord when there would be a call for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, nothing. And seemingly getting nowhere. Well, you know what happened? There was one time after camp, I went home, and I purposed in my heart that I was going to praise the Lord for 15 minutes a day. Now, this was after I had praised the Lord for a half-hour day and had gotten victory over the depressions. I wanted more of the Lord, and I recognized that I could touch him in that way. And so I began to praise the Lord 15 minutes a day for a whole month again. Now, I don't use that thing, or I don't want to make it like a little fetish and a little trick that we can use that can always cause the Lord to come across. But you know, I recognized that as I praised the Lord, well, first let me tell you what happened. I didn't seem to get blessed that month too much. Didn't seem to be too easy for me to praise the Lord. The circumstances weren't the best. I remember I was down in Roxbury in the sandy beaches, and the houses are so close together there. I don't know if you know Breezy Point, but you know, you can't praise the Lord in your house. If you stick out your hand out of the window, you might grab your neighbor by the ear. So you have to really be careful. So what I would do is I had to go down to the end of the beach past the rock jetty, and I would go down there among the weeds. There's nobody there. It's just sort of a wilderness patch of land. And I'd praise the Lord, and very often a police officer would drive up, and he'd want to know, what are you doing? I couldn't say, well, I'm praising the Lord. How would you like to join me? So I was somewhat inhibited, and it wasn't easy for me, but I found a little nest sometimes in the trees, and sometimes I would just walk back and forth. Well, anyway, I praised the Lord for that month, but I didn't seemingly get very, very much, but you know, I really wanted to worship God, and I really wanted something from him. Well, it was interesting. At the end of that time I was going to the minister's meeting in New York, in the Ridgewood home there. It was the ministers and me. That was a kind of an uncomfortable situation. Edwin used to walk in and say, "Good morning, saints." I was always wondering if some morning he was going to say, "Good morning, saints and Michael." But but anyway, I went to that ministers meeting, and that was good for me. And we had a real outpouring of the Holy Spirit this morning that I'm thinking of in this ministers meeting. God really came to us. And Brother Gordon Gardner was led to come over and to pray for me. You know, I had an experience like Sister Friedman had that morning. When Brother Gordon, by the leading of the Lord, I'm sure, laid hands on me, God did something. Something for the first time came into my life. It was the beginning of my baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, the reason I bring this out this morning is because God caused me at that time to be on the offensive. And you know, all my praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and sort of burying my head in my seat and say, "God bless me, God bless me, God bless me," didn't do it. But you know, there's something about opening up our souls to God. I believe we heard something last night that's along the same line. Brother Gordon told how when that minister laid hands upon that woman, Mrs. Finner, and how she was delivered from powers of darkness. I believe that very often when we praise the Lord, when we abandon ourselves to God, we don't realize the changes that are taking place in our souls. Things are happening. Things are moving out of the way, and God is making a way by which He might minister to us. Hallelujah. And He might glorify His name in us. And I know that it's very often more important for us to abandon ourselves and yield ourselves than to do a whole lot of praying and worrying and screwing ourselves up in a knot. And this was my experience. And right before, after this time, a friend of mine and I went across country to Seattle, Washington. And all during that trip, the Lord was so near to me. It just seemed like what had begun in that morning worship was continuing. And I was able just to worship, not to necessarily pray and plead, but just somehow to just enjoy and just yield and just rest. And it was getting greater and greater. When I got to Seattle, I was just bubbling. I was bubbling, 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 bubbling in my soul. It was really something so wonderful. And I recognized that God had broken things in my life and removed hard places and dark things. And it was because God caused me at that time to be on the offensive. Now, you might not think that has much to do with it, but you know, the Lord Jesus Christ wants His church to be on the offensive. It says here that not one good thing that all the Lord has promised has failed. But you know, we see during this entire time that the children of Israel, and especially during this time under Joshua, they were going in, they were together, they were obedient, they were going in and they were fighting against their enemies. God had told them to do that. And you know, I believe that if the Lord could really show us and really get a hold of our understanding, He would cause us to know that there's some enemies in the land too, and that it's our responsibility to go in and to subdue the land. Not in our own strength, but the weapons of our warfare, they're mighty. They're not carnal. They're not natural. They're not in the head. Very often we get so boggled down by the head, but they're in the spirit and they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And God wants us to take the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith and the helmet and the breastplate and all these wonderful attributes He's given us by the gospel and to use them. It's not enough just to have armor, is it? And not use it. But oh, God wants us to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And I'm so thankful for this type of emphasis that we can have, because it's by doing that that we go in and we subdue our enemies. Amen. And you know, I never want to get to the place where I rest in the land and feel comfortable until I know by the Lord Jesus Christ that all the enemies have been subdued. In the earlier part of this week, Sister Caroline gave us a verse. That verse that we might abound in hope. Now the God of peace fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thought last night, what is our hope? Sometimes we're satisfied with so little, but what is the hope that the Lord has for us? You know what the hope that the Lord has for us is? That every one of us will be conformed to the image of His Son. That every single thing that hinders us from being all that God has purposed us to be will be defeated. Not over there, but over here. Yes. Not when we get to glory, but today. God has marvelous liberation for us. He has deliverance for us. He has changes for us where we're brought out of the natural and into the spirit. And that's the hope that Jesus has over every one of us, and that's his call. And you know, he won't be satisfied until he's accomplished that call. And God has a land for every one of us to subdue. But it's our hope and it's our courage that's going to bring us in. It's our laying hold of the promises of God and not being satisfied with what we have. But saying, God, I want the whole thing, just like Caleb did. I'm pressing in, Lord. You know, and I believe as we seek the Lord this weekend, perhaps he's going to lay things on our hearts. Things in our natures that he wants to deal with us. Unloving spirits, unkind spirits, unforgiving spirits. Perhaps a tendency that you have in your nature. Perhaps a sin of prayerlessness. And you know, as we deal with God and get victory, just like our sister McKinnon did, oh, how he lets his kingdom come and his will be done. And he gives us a greater portion of the land, which is today in this New Testament time, I'm sure, a greater portion of Jesus Christ himself. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's be very courageous in these days. I think I'm pronouncing that word right. Let's be strong. Let's go in and take the land that God has for us. Let's not get satisfied. You know, I read a book. Brother Gordon gave us a book to read up here at camp, and I'll end with this. It was called Ministers, Obstacles in the Minister's Life. You were here, right, Brother Bowie and Brother Kenny were here. We were getting a real kick out of this book. Because Brother Gordon said it was a very simple book to read. And this man who was writing the book, I forget his name, Turnbull, he said, oh, I'm not the type of preacher that uses big words. And Brother Kenny and I were rooming together just on the other side of the wall. And every once in a while we say, what does that word mean? What is he talking about? That book was so difficult to read. He had so many big words that I never knew were in the English language. Well, anyway, he didn't think that they were big. But there was one thing in that book that stuck with me. And it's been a blessing to me, and I'm thankful just for this one thing. He said, if a minister will keep on pressing forward till he's 40 years old and keep on pressing on with God, he's going to keep on pressing on after. Well, I don't know if exactly we can make the break at 40. I'd like to say. But you know, we ought to always have that press in our souls for victories. And I believe the defeats because that we see in the Church of Jesus Christ today is because people have stopped. Amen. Their hope is gone. There's nothing more for them. Even saints that have been on the way a long time, you can just see that they're satisfied and they're going to go to heaven just like they are. Nobody can do anything about it. But when God can put the press in our souls and give us the wonderful glory of what he has for us and that hope, oh, why he can cause us to go in and to get greater victories for his name's sake. And I'm so thankful that we're having a weekend like this and a time of preparation like this. And God is bringing a group here and has a group here already that are hungry for more of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful. I would not rather be anywhere in the world than here in a people that have this desire. Let's all go on and see what God has for us. I know he has more for us as we're strong and very courageous.
Dear Father, we pray that you'll help us not to miss the opportunity of this weekend. And Lord, we pray that without strain, we can come into this weekend in real Holy Ghost faith. We know, Lord, that you are presenting before us an opportunity to enter into the promised land. And Lord, in this atmosphere of faith and with as much prayer has gone up and the preparations that you've made in our soul, we pray that you'll help us to take advantage of every moment to be in tune with you, to be listening, to hear the voice of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that in these intervening hours that you will plow up the fallow ground of our hearts, the seeds that you desire to plant within our souls, that they will bring forth a rich harvest of righteousness. That, Father, we'll leave this weekend changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, nothing else will satisfy you. We know, Lord, that you're not so much interested in blessing, but in changing.
Yes.
And Lord, we want to be changed.
Amen.
We want to be conformed to your image and likeness. And we ask, Lord, that you will do that within every heart and soul. These that are here and these that will be coming up, Lord. Oh, God, we just pray that there will be deep inward changes in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your arm is so thankful for this wonderful opportunity to wait upon God, to minister before Thee, to stay before Thee, Lord, because You give to us these heavenly wings that we read about in the Scriptures, whereby we mount up with wings as eagles, and we learn to walk and not be weary, and to run and not faint. Hallelujah. You put something into us, Lord, and we're thankful, Lord, that this is true, that You answer our prayer, that You do lift us, that You do encourage us and strengthen us, Lord. We know this is not possible in the natural to just be strong and be courageous, but it is possible before the Lord. When we come to Thee, when we wait upon Thee, Lord, that You put this grace into our lives. And so we claim it today, Lord. Hallelujah. That we know we can abide under the shadow of Thy wings, in thy presence, Lord. And there You strengthen us, You equip us, and You give to us the whole armor of God. And so, Lord, we pray that as we are indeed before Thee, that we will receive what we need. Glory to God, the Word of God, the Son of God, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, the things of God in our souls and in our lives that will enable us, oh God, to be strong and to use this armor rightly, to use it, Lord, against the enemy, not against one another, to glorify God in our lives. In Thy name we pray.
Yes, and dear Lord, cause us all to be very personal in our singing, in our praying, in our seeking You, oh God. May it be all personal, that we may find You in a greater way, and that You can do all what You promised to do for Your people at this time. For Jesus' sake.
Now I just have one announcement to make before we close. We won't be having a morning of prayer this morning, but we'll be meeting at 4:30 in this room and in the prayer room in preparation for the weekend in prayer. And all are invited to attend, and the staff, if you're not on duty, you're requested to be there. So we'll have that today at 4:30. Praise God. Flip Bowers, will you pray with us in closing?
Father, we thank You for the help and the light, the word that You give to us from time to time. Oh God, don't let any of it slip. Help us to remember. You come to us and cause us to remember and to practice to walk in the light as You are in the light. And we may have fellowship one with another, and that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse from all sin. Pray that Your blessing shall be upon us as we go our ways, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless all of you. Give every one of us a victory today.
Amen.